A changing of the guard at Denali. There really is something about horses. It seems to be simply impossible to fall out of love with them. Craig Banderoff tried once. Devastated after losing the use of his right arm in a horrific fall at Garden State Park in New Jersey in 1974, less than a year into a promising career as a jockey, Banderoff decided he was done with the animals. He refocused his attention and enrolled at the University of Virginia, where he met, naturally, a professor that had horses. Banderoff said,
I think initially I had the mindset that, you know, I didn't want anything to do with horses, and, you know, it was probably still a pretty bitter pill to swallow. But I, you know, serendipity, you know, met a professor who had a farm, had horses, and, you know, lo and behold, I started to ride again. I met somebody who helped design a bridle that I could ride with one hand, and I got back into riding, you know, pretty seriously.
The story goes that Banderoff was bitten by the horse bug after making friends as a kid whose father was a jockey, but he insists he was.
I was born with the gene that I love horses.
It is apparent Banderoff has passed that gene on to his 28-year-old son and middle child Conrad, who, in the 30th anniversary year of the family's Denali stud, is well on his way to taking over management and leading the business into its next phases. Craig Banderoff and his wife, Holly, have certainly set a lofty standard. The farm sold its first million-dollar mare in 1998 at Keeneland, November, and the results have continued apace. Today, Denali Stud has raised or sold 35 Grade 1 winners, and its consignment has brought in over $650 million, including 55 seven-figure horses. The Banderoffs manage the broodmare career of Hall of Famer Serena Song, and the 28-year-old resides to this day at Denali, alongside three daughters and one granddaughter. They raised and co-owned 2011 Kentucky Derby winner Animal Kingdom, and celebrated two winners of the Belmont Stakes within 3 years in 2017 and 2019 in Tapperit and Sir Winston. Craig and Holly Banderoff have summited the highest peaks of the sport. But as such things go, the path wasn't always straightforward, and it certainly wasn't easy. It took heavy doses of hard work, dedication, and determination to get to and stay at the top. Accepting the fact that horses were in his life to stay after his fateful meeting at the University of Virginia, Banderoff transferred to the University of Kentucky's College of Agriculture. It was there that he met Holly, and it was at that time that he called in favors from some of his racetrack contacts and wound up shadowing some of the top horsemen in the business, like Lee Eaton and Fred Seitz. A stint in New York working for Fasig Tipton and Matchmaker followed, but in 1986, the Banderoffs were called back to the Bluegrass, when Craig received an offer to manage the sales operations of R.D. Hubbard's Crystal Springs Farm. Banderoff said,
well, I set up camp there and was helping, you know, and more involved in the farm end of things and the consigning end of things for Crystal Springs Farm. You know, one thing led to another, and, you know, Mr. Hubbard kind of decided he just wanted to scale back and have his own horses. You know, we were kind of at the age, you know, we wanted to scale up, not scale back. And, you know, we were fortunate that he let us continue to stay there and lease and gave us some of his horses, a base to work from.
Crystal Springs served as an able base on which the Banderoffs built the foundation of their business acumen and clientele. In 1990, Denali Stud was born, with the purchase of an initial 300-acre plot, which over the ensuing years has grown to almost 800 acres, comprising broodmare and yearling divisions in Paris, Kentucky. Looking back, Banderoff reflects on the leaps of faith required to grow such a business. Banderoff said,
when I talk to young people, like I give a lecture for the Flying Start kids, or I used to teach a couple sessions at the University of Louisville, and I'd always ask the question to them, you know, what do you think, what's tougher, starting it or keeping it going, you know? And it's like the $64,000 question, you know, and we go around the room and inevitably, you know, half of them say start it, half of them say keep it going. And, you know, I finish up and say there's no question keeping it going is tougher. Now, maybe you say that because that's the moment that you're living in. But, you know, in the business we're in or the world we live in, nobody cares what you did yesterday, you know, and it's what are you going to do for me tomorrow? And, you know, so that's pressure. And what was it like starting it? You know, you're young, right? And you don't know any better. So you just do it. And, you know, if it was 30 years later, you might sit there and weigh the risks and, you know, the advantages and the disadvantages. But back then, you know, you don't have that many chips. So the couple chips you have, you're willing to move to the middle of the table. You know, I say this all the time. You got to be lucky. You know, you have to meet the right people and have the people that give you the opportunity. And so in some cases, it happens by accident. You know, I mean, you don't expect a Bob and Beverly Lewis to walk into your life and, you know, or numerous other people. You know, I think when you look back and you think about, you know, how did it happen? You know, I think something that's interesting is when you're doing it and when you're, especially when you're young, there's probably people that see something in you that you don't see in yourself, right? And those things that they saw in you enabled them to give you the chance and the opportunity. I just tried to work hard and Holly was so personable. She brought that side to it. So, but I think that's a lot of it. You know, you meet some people and they like what they see and, you know, they think you know what you're talking about and they give you a chance. Mr. Hubbard wrote a book and one of the greatest things he said in there is, you know, good luck is when opportunity meets hard work. Never heard anything truer.
It doesn't take long conversing with Conrad Banderoff either to observe that Craig and Holly have instilled those principles of hard work and humility into their son. The younger Banderoff said he can hardly remember a time when he wanted to do anything other than pursue a career with horses. Conrad recalled,
some of my earliest memories, though, were coming out to the farm, learning to ride as a little kid. Anyone can tell you that all I wanted to be was a cowboy when I grew up.
The Banderoff's entrepreneurial spirit, too, shone through in their son's early days. Conrad said,
I knew I wasn't going to be able to work with the horses until I was bigger, so I'd shine shoes or have lemonade stands, and, you know, especially when we were in Saratoga, yeah, I had to find ways to keep myself busy because we were at the sales for long hours. But it was a great environment to grow up in because I got to see how much work goes into running an operation like this, and then especially in my dad's role, how much pressure and work take is, you know, is required for his role. And so, you know, that was really a strong role model for me at a young age, just seeing that work ethic.
If riding across such picturesque pastures as Denali wasn't going to pique young Conrad's interest, run-ins with some of Denali's most memorable horses would surely get the job done. Conrad said,
Serena's Song, for sure, has always been a big part of our lives. I mean, I would remember as a kid, you know, the home phone could ring at odd hours of the night, and, you know, we'd be getting in the car to come out and watch Serena foal, and that was always something that was really special. You know, my dad wouldn't necessarily attend a lot of foalings, but he'd always be there for Serena when she foaled. And then, you know, Animal Kingdom was just a surreal experience, out-of-body experience. It was at a time when, you know, I was starting to realize how passionate I was for the industry and how much I wanted it to be my future career path. And I think it was more than solidified when Animal Kingdom won, and that might have been the moment that my parents realized that they weren't going to be able to dissuade me not to come into the business. And you know, I'll never forget watching him cross the wire and seeing my dad overcome with emotion, kind of, you know, get weak in his knees, and he fell back into the chair, and we were all like, uh-oh, like, is he having a heart attack? Like, what's happening here? And then, you know, my mom just kind of smacked him on the arm and said, let's go, we got to go to the winner's circle. So, I mean, it was a great day. The whole family was together. That was actually the first Derby I'd ever been to. So, you know, that kind of set a pretty high bar for Derbies in the future.
Craig admitted that Conrad's continuation of the family business wasn't necessarily what he wanted for his son. Craig said,
when Conrad was a little kid, I mean, he went through this stage. He wanted to come out here and ride all the time. And so we would ride, and he always wanted to be around the sales. And I could tell he had an affinity for the horses. Because we didn't live out here and we weren't farm people, it wasn't like he was here all the time. When he said to me, you know, when he said to Holly and I, whether he was 15 or 16, something like that, I don't remember. I guess 16. I don't remember. You know, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to go in the horse business. And I'm like, you must be crazy. No, please. It's too hard. You know, And I say to people, you know, I think lawyers don't want their kids to be lawyers and doctors don't want their kids to be doctors. And I think we worked very hard to discourage them. You know, we really did. And I remember, you know, we have a good friend who's a smaller trainer, Tom Bush, in New York, and a very good friend. And he was staying at the house, and he'd known the kids since they were born. And he said to us one day, you know, why don't you just start to embrace it? Right, and give him a chance. And so, you know, it was typical of my ways. I said, okay, if I can't talk him out of it, we'll friggin' work him out of it.
And so Conrad Banderoff was off to gain a racetrack education from the likes of John Ward and Bill Mott. In 2015, Conrad was accepted into the Godolphin Flying Star program, during which he spent 2 years traveling between Sheikh Mohammed's farms around the world and learning from the industry's leading experts. Holly Banderoff said,
I think one of the most interesting things about Conrad, from my perspective, is once we realized how serious he was so driven to achieve his goal of gaining acceptance to the Flying Start. And so from the time he was in high school, every summer, his friends were lifeguarding, or they were, you know, working. If they were working at all, they were, you know, hanging out at the pool or playing tennis or, you know, just doing little odd jobs or working in fast food or whatever. And he really was very driven. He worked for John Ward. He worked for, you know, Bill Mott and Pete Bradley. And 1 year he was working on Denali, prepping yearlings, and it was the summer he worked for Pete Bradley. In the office, he felt like he needed to be in the barn, so he worked weekends prepping Gainsway yearlings to see how someone else did it. And it was eye-opening to me, really, how much he wanted it and how hard he was willing to work. And I felt that was kind of unique for a young person his age.
Conrad admitted his parents were
never too thrilled about the idea of coming into the horse business. But, you know, I have a tendency to be a little stubborn at times. I may or may not get that from my dad. You'll have to ask my mom, or anyone who knows him for that matter. But, you know, I think it was something that I knew it was what I wanted to do. And so, you know, I was gonna find a way to do it one way or another. You know, I think as I kind of showed my commitment to this pursuit, you know, they finally accepted the idea of it. And once they saw that I understood the time and the work and the pressure that comes with the job, that, you know, I think parents sometimes worry that their kids see the good parts about the job but don't fully appreciate just how hard it is. And anybody in this industry, in any position understands that this is hard work and that, you know, we don't live a 9-to-5 life. You know, this is a lifetime commitment.
In the wider world, it is relatively rare to see a business pass successfully down generations. But in the thoroughbred industry, we have seen many of the same surnames continue to pop up throughout history. Multi-generational farms and sales consignments are almost the greater norm than the contrary. Conrad Banderoff said he thinks it is the inherent passion that is required to even step foot inside the thoroughbred industry that allows such legacies to continue. Conrad said,
I think a lot of reason that you have so many family operations pass from one generation to the next is that the development of that affinity and that passion for the animal. Whether it's genetically transferred on to a child from a parent, or you just develop it from your interaction as a kid.
Like her husband, Holly Banderoff was not born into the industry, and she concurred that the all-encompassing hold that the business takes is what makes it viable to be passed along. Holly said,
well, I am not from a horse background at all. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and my dad was a minister. My mom was a nurse who raised 4 kids after we lost my dad when I was young. And so I knew nothing about horses until I came into it as Craig's wife. And as I've watched the industry, I very quickly learned that it's all consuming. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle, and it's a way of life. And I think that people who are raised in the industry, whether they're the sons and daughters of trainers or farm owners, consigners, there's just this incredible reverence for the horses as animals, and also, honestly, for the land and being a steward of the land and understanding how special it is to have a piece of property. It kind of becomes part of the family, for sure. And so I do think it is unusual, but understandable, that so many families in the horse business have sons and daughters who want to join their parents.
Craig added,
I think the young people that come into it, you know, you look at Walker Hancock, you look at Brett Jones, you look at Conrad, Gatewood Bell, you know, they're successful. Their families were successful in it, but I think they have a passion. Can you have a passion going to work at your father's factory? You know, maybe, but I would say that's the only thing I could put my finger on. I mean, I think liking what you do, being passionate about something is a key ingredient to being successful. Family succession businesses is very complicated. You know, you can take courses at Harvard or any business school, and it's challenging. There's a lot of dynamics. You know, we are very fortunate that, you know, we have a close family. You know, Conrad has 2 sisters, and the 3 of them are close, and the way our farm and business is structured, they're all part of it, you know, together. So it's not like he can just go off onto his own and he doesn't have anybody to answer to. But it's complicated stuff, and it's tricky stuff. I'm sure the outside world can look at kids like Conrad and Walker and some of the others and say, wow, what a leg up they had. And they did, but, you know, nobody handed this to Conrad. You know, I'm just not that type of person, right? And he had to prove to me his passion, and he had to prove to me his capability.
These days, Craig and Holly Banderoff are taking a much-deserved step back. While still very visible at the sales, they are spending less time on the day-to-day operations on the farm and taking a well-earned breather after more than 30 years done well. And Craig can breathe easier knowing the business is in good hands. Craig said,
Conrad, he's a lucky person because he got my work ethic and Holly's personality, right? And Holly's personality is a pretty dynamic thing to have. So that's a pretty lethal combination. Look, I'm immensely proud, and he's 10 years ahead of where most people would be, you know, because he's lived it and breathed it for a long time. And even obviously, when I didn't really think he was paying any attention to it, he was paying attention to it. You know, I think I've taught, Holly and I have instilled in all of our children, you know, that you have a responsibility to give back, and you have a responsibility, you know, to help other people, and a responsibility to try to make things better. And, you know, I think people can say whatever they want to say about me, but they can't say I didn't try, you know, to make the horse business better. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I was successful, because I don't necessarily think I was. But I think Conrad understands that, you know, that side of it. If the horse business doesn't get in his way, he'll be unbelievably successful.
Is it more difficult to start a business or to keep it going successfully? There is probably no hard and fast answer, but Conrad said his vision for Denali's future involves emulating his father's
honesty and integrity, and certainly his hard work and perseverance.
Conrad said,
my dad's always been one of my biggest role models, and you know, he's not had an easy life from the time of his accident when he was younger than I was. And just his ability to overcome adversity and you know, his perseverance is something that I've always really admired him, and something that I, you know, have always aspired to live up to. You know, for him to have started Denali off of a 75-acre lease, and for it to be at the level and that it is now in terms of industry respect and size and scope is something that I know he's really proud of, and I'm really proud of for him. He's always impressed to me that, you know, doing the little things well, and you know, that's what makes a difference, and working with integrity and honesty, and you know, goes a long way. You know, one thing he's always impressed upon me is you've got one reputation. That's something that you can't easily change if you put a black mark on it. So I think we're set up to have a really strong future going forward. We've got a great team that's really starts at the bottom with you know, just a really good group of guys in the barns and our management team. And you know, 2019 was a record year for the sales consignment, and you know, just building off of that, and you know, just trying to keep it going and maintain the level that we've been performing at. My goal is for us to continue to be known as a place that produces great horses, Saturday afternoon horses, and you know, people, when they walk into our consignment and they know that a horse from our farm or from our consignment is you know, capable and associated with the greatness of the sport.
Craig added,
you know, we're getting close to the point where it'll be what Conrad wants it to be, right? And you know, I've said to him lots of times that, look, the way we've done it has worked out well, but that doesn't mean it's the only way to do it. You know, he's marrying a wonderful young lady who I think is going to bring a lot to his life and to the table. Grew up in the horse business, knows farming. You know, I mean, I have no idea what the future here is going to be, but I think, you know, he's a smart young man, well-educated, and, you know, just like his mother and I figured it out, he'll figure it out. And, look, needless to say, he's starting in a pretty good position, you know. I think one of the keys for anybody like that is, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just be your own man.
And at the end of the day, Kentucky Derby trophies, Hall of Fame plaques, and multi-million dollar sales surely pale in comparison to the rewards reaped from a happy and harmonious family. Craig said,
I think one day I'll hopefully look back and say, you know, there's my greatest accomplishment. You know, we pulled off this family succession, and, you know, business is good, place is still successful, and the kids all still love each other.
For the TDN Look, this is Kelsey Riley.